Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 33 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners, subscribers out there for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, man. Now, y'all know I had to talk about the battle. I had to give my opinion on it. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, been talking about it and doing podcasts and stuff and making videos for it, you know, doing, you know, I'm saying reviews and shit like that. I'm coming in, you know, to it a little late, but I just wanted to get my personal opinion on it and, you know, how I actually feel about the battle. Now, you know, both records that were put out, you know, the Rap Devil and the Kill Shot, they're both cool records. They're both dope records. A lot of metaphors, a lot of similes, punchlines, all of that good stuff. But in my opinion, in my humble opinion, MGK, he definitely got the round. I don't know if there's going to be any more back and forth shit, you know, between them at this point. It might be over. I don't know. But I'm just saying, as of right now, in my opinion, MGK has the round. He took the round, clearly, in my opinion. Like I said, they're both dope records. Killshot is a cool record. Killshot is a cool record, but M just wanted to get that shit over with. MGK actually took the time to make a full-length record. Like, when's the last time, you know, we heard a song that had four verses on it from one MC, one rapper, you know? We ain't heard that shit in a while. You know, we just haven't heard it in a while, man. Four verses, a fucking hook, and he made a video for it. He took the time to not only make the song, make it, you know what I'm saying, a lengthy track, four fucking hard verses. He put a hook in there, and he took the time to make a visual for the fucking song. Like, that shit is crazy, man. He took the time, you know, to do so. So just off of that alone, he wins the battle, in my opinion. He wins it just off of taking the time to do all of that. He had more punchlines in his shit. He was hitting harder. His punches were hitting harder than M shit. M had some cool lines in there, you know, about the, you know, he was pretty much just trying to, you know what I'm saying, rebuttal everything that MGK said in his song. The man bun shit, whatever, and, you know, I mean, you diss me in one line, and then you big me up in the next. All of that shit is cool, man. MGK has the better record, period. And I don't care what nobody say, man. If you want to debate it, I love, you know what I'm saying, debates. We can definitely debate it. But in my opinion, it's not up for debate. MGK took the first round, clearly. I seen all the shit going on with Jeezy. I don't really know much about Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, he put out a record saying things about MGK or whatever, and you know, I'm your idol and this or whatever. MGK is doing all right for itself in his career, man. He ain't where M is or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like he's clearly not on that level. He can't rap better than Eminem overall, but with this, he just took it. He took the round, man. A lot of people, you know what I mean, that love Eminem, that you know, hardcore M fans, you know, they just don't want to believe that he took the L in this battle. He's lost before, you know what I'm saying? And M said it himself, you know what I mean? When he was in the Rap Olympics, you know, back in Detroit, you know, Hip Hop Shop and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? When he did the Rap Olympics, he came in second place. He didn't win. He didn't, you know what I'm saying, win the whole shit. He came in second place. You know what I'm saying? He's admitted a bunch of times that he's lost before. So it's not the first time that he took an L. He took an L to MGK, and that was clear. But, you know, like I said, you know, going back to the G-Eazy thing, I don't know much about him. I'm not really a big fan of G-Eazy like that. I don't really know of him like that. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard a few songs here and there, but I don't know. Like, his music is cool, but I'm just not into him like that. So, he came out of left field. And then, you know, Bizarre, he dropped. he dropped a crazy record, you know what I mean? I mean, he's clearly not the best rapper. He's not trying to be the most lyrical MC, you know what I mean? But it was a fun record. I like the record that Bizarre dropped, you know what I mean? Dissing Joe Budden. And don't get me, I mean, Joe is my dude. I love Joe Budden. I love his music, everything that he stands for, the, you know, anti-industry type of mindset, mentality. I love that. I love Joe, man. But that was a fun record that he dropped. I love the record that Bizarre dropped. He got at him, you know what I mean? It was a fun, cool song. You know, he made the little video. The video, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, you know, that's what really, you know, made it fun. That's what made it funny. You know what I'm saying? Watching the video and, you know, seeing all the facial reactions and all of that shit. Like, that shit was funny. That's what made the song cool. That's what made me like the song more, watching the video. But, you know, that's my humble opinion, man. MGK took the first round. I don't know if it's done after this or not, but, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, he clearly took the battle. If there's not going to be any more records between, and MGK said on Breakfast Club, because I heard him say it, that, you know what I'm saying, he got another clip in the holster. He got another clip in the holster for M if he wanted. I don't know if there's going to be any more back and forth. We'll see what happens, but he took it, man. Period. So, that's my humble opinion, man. That's my, you know what I'm saying, unbiased, you know, review of the battle. Y'all can let me know what y'all think. Instagram and Twitter, Facebook. Let me know what y'all think, who y'all think won or whatever. And that's it, man. You know? But, I mean, it's good for hip-hop. It's definitely good for hip-hop. You know, we need more shit like this, you know, in the game. You know, we need more people battling. We need more people going at each other just on wax. Not no real crazy or serious shit. Just, you know, something on wax. Just going back and forth on wax in lyrical warfare. That shit is needed in hip-hop, man. That's where it started, and that's where we need to keep it at. Just, you know what I mean? Having fun making records, dissing each other on wax. Ain't nothing wrong with that, as long as it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, you know, get physical or get too serious where people want to fight, you know what I mean? Or yeah, it's on site when I see you or whatever. As long as it doesn't come or resort, you know, to anything like that, there's nothing wrong with competition between each other. We need that in the game. It's healthy for hip-hop, man. Lyrical warfare between two MCs, that shit is good for hip-hop, man. It's healthy for hip-hop. You know, it keeps the culture going. It keeps it moving forward and keeps, you know, people on the edge of their seats waiting for more. We need that. So shout out to M, shout out to MGK, everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's involved in lyrical warfare. That shit is needed. That's all I got to say about that. Hope you guys really enjoy this podcast. You know, I appreciate everybody for tuning in every week and listening. Thank you for that. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love.